Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing.
A U.S. study shows that adopting a multidisciplinary approach can optimize pretreatment evaluations and improve the dosing process for Spinraza in people with SMA. This approach used computer simulations to optimize treatment schedules and reduced mistreatments. It also improved anesthetic methods and minimized complications associated with treatment. The researchers pointed to insurance authorization as the main reason for substantial delays in treatment, and they call for a clearer and faster authorization process. The study was called A Multidisciplinary Approach to Dosing Nusinersen for SMA. It was published in the journal Neurology Clinical Practice. Biogen's Spinraza, which is administered directly into the spinal canal, was the first therapy approved for children and adults with SMA types 1 to 3. Spinraza is given at days 1, 15, 29, and 59 in the first 2 months of treatment, and then followed by maintenance therapy every 4 months. Due to the clinical features of SMA, Spinraza administration usually involves anesthesia and respiratory support. In patients with scoliosis, which is the most common symptom of SMA, additional medical procedures may be required to allow access to the spinal canal. Spinraza's intrathecal administration has a high cost of $125,000 per dose. It also requires scheduling logistics and extensive coordination among multiple services, and this makes it a challenge to implement in healthcare centers. This complexity may lead to overburdening of an institution's dosing resources. Therefore, delays in treatment can happen, and it may result in barriers to coverage. Despite Spinraza's broad approval by the US FDA, insurance authorization must be obtained prior to starting the therapy. In addition, proof of the treatment's response may be required by some insurers to allow them to continue coverage. The importance of an experienced multidisciplinary team for the success of Spinraza was previously highlighted in an Italian study. Now, clinicians in the US are reporting the benefits of a multidisciplinary approach as well. This was based on the first 62 SMA patients treated with Spinraza at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia from January 2017 to June 2018. 94% of patients were 18 years old or younger at the time of treatment initiation. Among them, 40% had SMA type 3, 34% had type 2, and 26% had type 1. To maximize patient inclusion and safety, a collaborative interdepartmental team was formed, and this was to develop a comprehensive stepwise protocol. This included healthcare providers from neurology, orthopedics, pulmonary, palliative care, transplant, and oncology, as well as patient advocates. Before treatment, each patient was evaluated by a team that included a neurologist, a pulmonologist, an anesthesiologist, and a physical therapist. This was to determine patient-specific care during Spinraza administration. The patient visits were scheduled to occur every week for 4 months. Computer simulations were used to optimize treatment start dates, minimize delayed doses because of limited resources on weekends and holidays, and keep patient volume manageable on any given day. While more than 62% of patients were treated within 2 months from the date of their Spinraza screening visit, 25% had to wait more than 3 months. This lag was mostly due to delays in their insurance getting approved. Patients with SMA type 1 had the shortest waiting time. It was a median of 2.5 weeks for insurance approval and the treatment to start. Those with SMA type 2 had to wait the longest. It was a median time of 12.5 weeks. Perhaps the greatest unforeseen challenge was the need for insurance prior authorization and lack of consensus for patient eligibility from the insurance companies. Multiple insurances and varying ways of addressing the new medication staggered the patient enrollment. But overall, the results showed that the multidisciplinary treatment approach helped to prevent major dosing delays. Moreover, it was found to reduce the level of sedation used on following doses in nearly 40% of patients. recovery time was also reduced from 4 hours to 2 hours after the first dose, and from 2 hours to one in the subsequent doses. Both anesthesia and Spinraza were well tolerated. Adverse events associated with treatment included pain at the injection site in 10 patients, headache in 9 of them, and vomiting in 2 patients. According to the researchers, these findings highlight how a comprehensive program with a multidisciplinary approach before, during, and after treatment can optimize the screening process and the dosing experience for Spinraza, and helping to allocate resources both ethically and efficiently.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
Hey everyone, and happy Friday. Today I'm reading from Michael Kasten's latest column, which was published on January 15th, 2020. The house is full of wheelchairs, walkers, and crutches. Soon to be added will be a cane. Ella's mom, Lindsay, had a total left knee replacement. The knee replacement was necessary because she had compensated for her right leg for many years as she battled a nasty infection after foot surgery. She lost the infection battle and lost her leg. While Lindsay was in the hospital, Ella worried about her mother. She felt horrible at school, and when she got home, she would ask when mommy was coming home. Lindsay spent 3 days in the hospital trying to get a handle on the pain associated with the surgery. As an amputee, she has special needs. She had to learn things such as how to transfer herself to go to the bathroom and to shower. When Lindsay arrived home, her pull-out bed in the first floor family room was waiting for her. We crated the dogs so they wouldn't jump on Lindsay in their excitement of seeing her. Ella immediately took a spot next to her mother, and they chatted about what had happened while they were apart. They put Ella's hair in a ponytail and had girl talk. Another stressor in our lives is the declining health of one of our dogs. Potter, our 3-year-old Vizsla, was diagnosed with terminal cancer just days before Christmas. The veterinary oncologist gave him 1 to 2 months to live. Needless to say, we are showering him with affection while we still have him around. Ella is handling it as best as a 9-year-old can, but she does get caught up in her frustrations and feelings of being out of control. She has been arguing with her siblings, Ava and Henry, over little things. Everything seems to be blown out of proportion. She is short with us at times, and is being a tad more demanding. I try to spend time with her and the other kids as well, but I'm often consumed with running the household on my own. Ella has 2 doctor's appointments this week, and I've taken off 2 days of work to be with her. I'm hoping we can find time, maybe over lunch, to talk about what is going on at home. Lindsay is getting stronger as the days pass. She faithfully performs her physical therapy exercises and gets up and moves around. She is working hard so that she can once again partner with me in running the household. We know it will take time for Lindsay to heal, and we know that our dear Potter will be leaving us soon. We spend each day trying to carry on. We look to each other for support, seek help from others when we need it, and try to let the little things go. We pick and choose our battles. To read more columns, visit our main website at smanewstoday.com. You can also connect with us directly on our forums page. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.